We're joined by a defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers. He is a Pro Bowler. A career-high 72 tackles this past season, 42 solo tackles, 5 sacks, a forced fumble. The Guinness World Record holder for fastest time to lace a shoe. He was the 132nd pick overall back in 2012. He is hosting the Mike Daniels Youth Football Camp Saturday in Blackwood, New Jersey. Mike Daniels is my guest. Mike, great to have you back. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, Mike. I'm great. It's so good to have you back. Listen, there are a lot of things that I want to talk to you about, but let me start with the most important topic of all, Super Smash Brothers and playing the new game against a pro. What was that whole experience like for you?
Oh, wow. So that experience was incredible. I had an opportunity to play with Ember Moon, who's a phenomenal WWE superstar, and Olivia Holt, who's an actress, and she plays a rather obscure but really cool Marvel character, Dagger, in the new series, Cloak and Dagger. So to be able to meet them and hang with them was really cool. And playing against the pro was unlike anything. We played against Nairo, and he's a really good, Smash player. You know, we trade information, and I'm looking forward to playing against him again. I said, you have to teach me, man. You got to teach me how to be a pro, because I love Super Smash Brothers. It's been one of my favorite games since the first one came out back in the 90s.
I love it. Game respects game. Mike Daniels is my guest. All right, then. That's the important stuff. Let's get over to football right now. The team missed the playoffs, Mike, last year for the first time since 08, but went out and made a number of changes in the offseason to the coaching staff and the roster. So you've got guys like Jimmy Graham, Muhammad Wilkerson coming in, Byron Bell, Mercedes Lewis. And as you've said, this looks great on paper, but how does it look on the field so far?
It's been looking really good. It's been looking really good. The defense has had the upper hand over the offense for the first time during this time of the year since I've been here. And I think that's really a testament to the new scheme and the guys that we've brought in. And I'm just really looking forward to when the pads come on to really see how good we can be, because Aaron and the offense, those guys, they're tough. It's tough to go against, and for us to have the edge on them right now is very promising, and I'm looking forward to continue to improve.
Mike Daniels, my guest. You mentioned Aaron. As long as you bring him up, you know, we've talked about, like, how guys approach the game mentally. You said last year Aaron Rodgers was, quote, on the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour, and that was before he got hurt, and this year he's taken that up to 11. So what does the Aaron Rodgers revenge tour look like? And if it's at an even higher level, how worried would you be if you're an opposing defense?
So for me, personally, I don't worry about anybody. But you still have to playing for Aaron Rodgers, and that's a lot of planning, because he's one of the greatest. So for our opponents out there, I would not want to be them.
Mike Daniels joining us. All right, then. You know, Mike, you mentioned the new scheme. You got Mike Pettine. He's your new D coordinator. And Joe Thomas, who played for him in Cleveland, said that he's looking forward to seeing how you eat up offensive lines in Pettine's scheme. What's it been like working with the new defense coordinator, and how do you think that defense is going to show up when it matters?
Yeah, to hear that from a guaranteed Hall of Famer, one of the best left tackles ever do this, that means a lot to come from a guy like Joe, and I thanked him for that on Twitter. But to answer your question here, I had to get that out there. But to answer your question here, Coach Pettine, it's fun. It's really fun. It's tough, gritty football. Keep it likable and learnable. And I've been enjoying myself. I'm just having an absolute blast, and so is the rest of the defense. When the pads come on, it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun things. Right now we can't hit, so you just run around in your underwear. But when the pads come on, we're really going to see how his scheme looks. I know that I'm having a lot of fun. I can see where the playmaking opportunities are taken up to 11. In this new scheme, and that's for everybody across the board. So it should be a really fun year.
Mike Daniels, my guest. You know, Mike, you always have fun. I mean, I got the sense when you and I were talking the week of Super Bowl, I'm getting the sense right now when you and I are talking, you're a guy who always has fun. But at the same time, when the pads do come on, I've also heard you say, quote, I want to make the guy across from me remember me for a bunch of bad things. So let me ask you this. From a mental approach standpoint, Is it enough to beat the guy in front of you, or do you need to destroy and ruin the guy in front of you mentally and physically?
The goal is to destroy and ruin the guy across from me mentally and physically. That's it. It's a tough competitive game for tough competitive people. It's not for nice guys. Well, let me rephrase that. It's not for you to bring your nice guy attitude when you step onto the football field. Nice people can play football, but when you get onto the field, you have to take a different personality. It's a battle. It's a war zone. It's either you or him. And last time I checked, I refused to let somebody else take me out. So I have to make sure that going into each game, I know my opponent better than he knows himself. I want to know every single thing I possibly can know about this person and the way he plays the game of football. So then that way I can formulate the best plan of attack and defense possible so that I can dominate. And that's what it's all about. If you can dominate, then people will remember you and they'll respect you.
Mike Daniels, my guest. You know, Mike, going back a few minutes, when you said, look, I don't concern myself with the other guys so much because you know what you're going to do. I bring this up because Larry Warford of the Saints said that whenever he gets ready to face you on a Sunday, he always tries to get in a few extra squats, a few more bench press reps. Are there any offensive linemen in particular who get your attention, you know, above and beyond, the guys who you know it's going to be a battle with all day long, every single play?
Larry's definitely one of those guys, and I respect everybody I play against.
Sure.
I don't care if you're an all-pro, ever you've been in the NFL like Zach Martin, a guy like Larry who's been a very tough competitor, which was first Pro Bowl this year, or a rookie like I'm going to see a couple times this season. It doesn't matter. I'm going to give you the utmost respect, and the best way for me to give you the utmost respect is by preparing for you like as if this is going to be the last game that I'll ever play against. And as a competitor, that's the best gift I can give to my opponent is a full day's work. So I treat everybody the same. I treat them all the same.
Mike Daniels, my guess. You're right. I mean, you don't prepare. If you don't respect somebody, you're not going to prepare. Now, you were voted number 93 in the NFL's top 100 players. It's kind of curious to me. What was your reaction when you saw that ranking?
I was just glad that I was on the list again. I was extremely thankful to be on that list three times in a row. I see how many guys that have been on this before that when they get to talking about them, they show up on the list and they show their rankings and they show their last year's ranking and it has those two bars that indicate that they weren't ranked last year. That lets me know, like, man, I've seen this person ranked before and they weren't ranked last year. This is my third year in a row being ranked. So regardless of where I was ranked, I'm just incredibly thankful that I made the list again. Now, with that being said, obviously, I dropped a few spots, and that's got to change. And I'm going to make sure that changes by having a better year this year.
All right,
so,
then.
Two things. I was grateful, and I know that I have a lot more work to do.
Got it. One more thing about that. In the video that goes along with the announcement, your teammates, Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, both said that at first they didn't know what to make of you because when they were rookies, they'd be walking back to the huddle in practice, and you'd give them a little chip. Is that really how it is? What do you like with your own teammates? Is that how you are with your own teammates?
Absolutely. During practice, it's dog-eat-dog out there. If you can't fight with your brother, how are you going to be able to go against the guy that you don't like? And that's my mentality, especially we had rookies, and I know they were young running backs, and they had to get welcomed to the NFL. And I wanted to make sure that I welcomed them before any other defensive tackle in this league can. We face some of the best defensive tackles in the NFL year in and year out. And I wanted to make sure that, okay, these young guys, I'm going to make sure you guys are ready for what you're going to see out there on Sunday. And I'm going to make sure that I'm the worst thing that you ever face so that when you go out there and you play against another defense, oh, man, you're saying, oh, man, these guys aren't as bad as the guys I go against in practice. And that has to be the mentality. And likewise with the offense. I always tell the offensive scout team, I say, bring it. Give everything you have. Don't brother-in-law, don't hold back. We're going full tilt because I need a great look. And I'll be doing my brother across from me a disservice by not trying to get after him during practice.
Green Bay Packer Mike Daniels, my guest, which brings me to my last point. All right, so the kids coming up, they're learning to play football. They're learning to play the game the right way. You're hosting your second annual youth football camp in Blackwood, New Jersey, at your alma mater, Highland Regional High School. So what's it like for you, given what you've accomplished, to go back to your high school, and is this the type of lesson and message you're going to teach these kids?
Absolutely. Our camp's always geared towards really interacting with the kids and teaching the fundamentals of playing the game of football, and more importantly, how to be a great man or woman. And as a football player, we really emphasize being a competitor, being a good competitor, a healthy competitor, not a spoiled winner, not a spoiled loser, knowing that you're not going to do things right. That comes with them getting coached and getting corrected. Knowing that you are going to do a lot of things right. That's when they get corrected and they make those corrections, really encouraging them and keeping their spirits high and getting the whole group to clap for each other, and really a lot of positive reinforcement, a lot of uplifting. So it's a lot of humility and it's a lot of character building at the same time. And I always tell the coaches, and I tell them, I want these kids walking away feeling like that they could take your job in the NFL. So make these guys feel special. Teach them and really, really, really give your all to each and every kid that you coach. And I want kids to walk away feeling fulfilled and really appreciating the experience, because it's all about giving back.
I was going to say, it's got to feel so good to be able to go back and then to give back. Mike Daniels, a Pro Bowler.
Absolutely.
And he's going to host the Mike Daniels Youth Football Camp Saturday in Blackwood, New Jersey. Mike, great to have you on the show once again, man. Have a great weekend, and I hope we can do it again during the season.
Absolutely, Jim. I'll be talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Good, Mike. Great having you. Have a great weekend. Nice job. Mike Daniels talking about the Packers and saying it's a little bit unusual, but the defense is ahead of the offense right now. He said, but Aaron Rodgers has gone Aaron Rodgers Revenge Tour 11. He's taking it beyond 10, that he wants it badly.